You're listening to SBS News.
Christine McLeod has had a busy, eye-opening few days amid the New South Wales bushfires.
In all of my life, I've never seen anything like what's unfolded since Friday with the fire. It's absolute devastation.
Ms. McLeod is the facility manager at Koalas in Care, a rescue service for sick and injured koalas in the New South Wales town of Taree. The town's been one of the worst affected by the fires, which have already taken a toll on the state's koala population. Ms. McLeod and her husband Paul have been forced to step up operations in recent days, even taking koalas affected by the fires into their own lounge room. One of the latest arrivals was an orphaned female Joey left in the fire zone after her mother died. Ms. McLeod says the impact of the fires on the koala population will be felt long into the future.
We can only imagine the impact that it's going to make on our koalas in that area, and it's just a little bit too much to handle for us emotionally to see these animals coming in burnt to a crisp.
Ms. McLeod says koala care is labour intensive.
Once we assess them and we start their treatment, it's a very full-on regime of treatment. These animals are highly distressed from the ordeal of the fire. We have to sedate them to be able to treat them. Obviously, they're so highly distressed that they're wanting to bite and lash out at us. So for our own safety and for their goodwill, they've got to be sedated to be able to attend to all of their injuries.
26 koalas were being treated on Tuesday afternoon. Ms. McLeod says she and her husband don't want to release them back into the bush too soon.
We were actually scheduled to release three of our koalas on Friday when this started to unfold, and so we just cancelled all of that and they're here. And thank goodness we did, because they would have been right in the line of fire.
The World Wildlife Fund says more than 5,000 hectares of koala habitat in northern New South Wales has been lost since the state repealed its Native Vegetation Act in 2017, and that was before these latest fires. Ms. McLeod says she's unsure of what the future holds for the area's koala population.
We've lost a lot of our koala habitat. Because we haven't been able to get into the area yet, because it's still very unsafe to do so, we really don't know what we're going to find when we actually get on the ground. And in the future, we're going to have to look at where we're releasing and what's actually left in vegetation, and that's in itself is going to create all sorts of problems for the existing koalas that may have survived.
Evan Young, SBS News.